We are paying it back. 1.5 trillion. That's the plan. Reduce the deficit. The deficit means you spend too much money, don't bring enough money in. Tory solution, make cuts. I think we just need to start making some more fucking money. All these billionaire psychos putting their taxes into the Cayman Islands. They tell you that as if the money's irretrievable. Fucking invade the Cayman Islands. Get it back. What the fuck are the Cayman Islands going to do about it? Instead of getting after disabled people and fucking single parents, that takes balls, doesn't it? That takes balls. George Osborne, Ian Duncan Smith. Getting through disabled people's doors, this is your fucking fault, mate. You. We could go after tax-avoiding multinationals. We could go after Vodafone, Starbucks, Amazon, Google, Gary Barlow, but it's your fucking fault. You. You're getting back to work, mate. We don't give a fuck how disabled you are. Or you're paralysed from the neck down. We don't give a fuck, mate. There'll be a farm out there looking for a scarecrow. Fucking go for it. Couple of people checking for the offside flag on that joke there. Maybe an extreme example, but that's their ideal world. Cutting benefits and people fall for it. People believe it. I hear folk moaning. I hear them. See them on Facebook. And you discover through Facebook you hate your own fucking aunties. Reading their shite. I have worked. I have worked my whole life, and I've worked two jobs since I've been 12 years old, and I think it's a disgrace that these people are sitting on their fat arses. They're spending their dole checks on alcohol and cigarettes. It's a darn right disgrace. You're missing the point, man. They're spending it on alcohol and cigarettes. Highly taxable goods. The country's getting it back. These people are reinvesting. These people are the heroes in this mess. It's not poor people spending, it's fucking rich people saving. That's the problem. The money's there. Just need to get it to people that will fucking spend it. I would put the dole up. I would make the dole a grand a week. That's how you kickstart an economy. Every bit of it would get spent. You see it on Black Friday. That's poor people. Imagine them on £1,000 a week. The country would be fucking bouncing. Not one penny going offshore or into your savings account. Let's get fucking tattoos, man. People arriving at the job centre in taxis to sign on. Just keep the meter running, my man. I'll be 5 minutes. That's the dole up to a grand a week, Denise. You still wanting your tits done? I will get the hot tub. Aye, fuck it, why not? Grand a week. I've made a bit of dosh, thanks to you people. I've fucking moved on. I've made some cash. I'm on the property ladder. That's what I've done. Bought a house. I bought a house off a neurologist. That builds a inferiority complex. I'm showing up by his gaff in a fucking super dry hoodie. Guy's gave me the tour. Showing me his PhD. That's nice, mate. We'll get that done, get that painting of the dogs playing poker up there. That'll be nice. I grew up in a council house. I grew up in Clydebank. A couple of people know that. Famous place. Famous for wet, wet, wet. Marty Pello, he's the only guy who ever left Clydebank to become a heroin addict. But I'm in the West End, I'm in the nice bit of the city, I'm living. I'm living with the great and the good, and it's where I live. I've been there for a few years, but it's never quite become my bit. I mean, you've got where you stay, and you've got your bit. That makes sense. There's where you live and there's your bit. It's not quite my bit. I don't know if it'll ever become my bit. I see I see the kids whose bit it is. I hear them shouting on each other, Sebastian. Sebastian, we're over here, Sebastian. I hear a name like Sebastian. I'm hoping to look up and see a Dalmatian. Not this wee fucking guy. Sebastian making his grand entrance with his purple blazer on, his perm wafting in the wind, a cello on his back. They call me Mr. Bridges, the kids in my street. I don't feel intimidated physically. I feel intellectually intimidated by the gangs of youth in my street. Mr. Bridges, how are we? How are we, Mr. Bridges? Oh. The family and I sat down to one of your performances on the television over the festive period, Mr. Bridges. A tad coarse in places. However, I would be lying if I said I didn't allow myself a chuckle, Mr. Bridges. A wee guy, I'm out my fucking depth trying to talk to him. I'm having to raise my game to talk to a 10-year-old. I can't have a normal older guy to a wee guy conversation. Who's the best fighter in your school then, Sebastian? Well, I'm the chair of the school debating team, Mr. Bridges. There have been a few heated exchanges, but we've not quite come to blows yet. His wee pals beside him, fucking de-seeding a pomegranate with his fruit knife. Yes. I still wear trainers and stuff. I never knew that was frowned upon, wearing sports gear, unless you're off to participate in a sporting activity. I still wear shorts, trainers, any excuse. I've got a neighbour. He always looks at me. He's always looking me up and down. He's always going, off to the gym, Kevin, off to the gym. I said, mate, why do you always ask me if I'm off to the gym? Well, just when I've seen your trainers there in your sports top. Off to the gym, no? No, I'm off to the garage to buy a whisper, mate. It's not. It's not a fucking black tie event, mate. Off to the gym. I try and blend in. I'm quite a friendly guy. I've got a dog, for example, right? That's how you get to know your new neighbours, right? You become part of your local dogging community. I got a dog, right? That's your buddy. I got a dog. And you get in the park, dogs there. Other dogs come over, start to play with your dog. You pat the other dog and you get talking to the owner. Quite a sociable experience, right? I'm in the park. My dog's there. Another dog came over. Began to play with my dog, began sniffing my dog's arse and sniffing away. Having a fucking great time. I'm patting the other dog. And I said, and who's this? That's dog walker talk for what is your dog's name? That's how you strike up a bit of chat. I said, and who's this? And the guy goes, this is Diego. And I thought, oh, naming the dog after Diego Maradona, mate. That will explain the sniffing then, right? Thought that was the ideal thing to say. Fucking hilarious. I've got a voice in my head going, superb, Kev. An exemplary piece of patter. This will be your bit in no time, Kev. I'm asking his dog for the paw of God, thinking this guy is going to spread the word. Oh, yeah, I met Kevin Bridges in the park. The guy's funny as fuck, even off duty. The man's a scream. But the guy said no. He said, no, he's not named after Diego Maradona. We named him after Diego Rivera, the post-impressionist 19th century Mexican protest painter. Now, this was a game changer. I had fucking nothing for the guy. Wow, I looked him right in the eye. I cannot believe you've just done that to me, mate. I don't know what to say. I've never felt so homesick. A voice in my head going, this is not your bit, Kev. Go home. You don't belong here. You're a fucking fraud. The sniffing patter, that might cut it down your bit. This is the upper echelons of society. Think you're going to get away with that up here? Even his dog is looking at your dog as if my dad just fucking clamped your dad.